So tonight, I just want to share, before we have communion, something that the Lord has laid on my heart for quite a while, actually. In John chapter 6, and you can turn there just to kind of get ready, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." And that statement has always ministered to me. I love hearing that. When I hear that, it is soothing to me. It's a comfort to me. It's strength to me. And I think partly because my first contact with Jesus, I was less than 24 hours old in the Lord. And I had got saved on a Monday night, and Tuesday morning I got up and I went to a Bible study called Bread of Life. And I've talked about this before, but it was a small little Bible study with that the pastor led, and we just sat in a little circle, and in the middle of the circle was a stack of Bible study tools. And they were going through the book of Galatians word by word. And here I am, not even 24 hours old in the Lord, not knowing a thing, nothing about the Bible, about God, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit, nothing. And I sat in that room and I was exposed to the bread of life, the living word. And Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God," or by every word of God. And that this word is our bread. Jesus is our bread. And my soul was fed and nourished. I didn't know what was happening. All I knew is I was being satisfied and I was being strengthened. And that was, I am so privileged and blessed to have had that as my foundation right from the get-go. What a healthy foundation that there's no other that you can have to get right into the Word, to meet Jesus in that way. Bread on the physical plane, it's a staple of the world. It is consumed daily, probably by almost every person in this world. You either get up and you have a piece of toast, you have a sandwich for lunch, you have bread with dinner, sometimes you have pastries and things like that in between. It's all bread. And I know that bread has gotten a real bad rap now with the whole gluten thing, but there's nothing wrong with bread. Each American consumes, on the average, of 53 pounds of bread per year. And you can say, yes, it's all in my hips. Over 2 billion loaves of bread are sold in the U.S. every year. That's just loaves of bread. That's not rolls or English muffins or, you know, those kind of things. But bread supplies energy and it gives strength to our physical bodies. And you know what? It tastes good. It's absolutely delicious. When you walk into a bakery, that when their expertise is making bread, and you look at those loaves, I mean, the loaves, they're gorgeous. And they're right out of the oven, and they, don't you love the smell of bread? And it just, I mean, bread is absolutely amazing. Well, in John chapter 6, as I said, Jesus calls himself the bread of life. He had just fed the 5,000, multiplying the bread, the loaves, and the fish. And after that, his disciples had gotten in the boat to go to the other side, to go to Capernaum. Jesus went up to a mountain to pray. And when it was night, he came down, he walked on the water to the disciples, got in the boat, and they went to Capernaum. Well, the next morning, the people who had received this free meal wanted to find Jesus. They ran around the lake and they met him in Capernaum. And in verse 26, Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him." Then they said to him, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." Therefore they said to him, "What sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do? Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Lord, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up the last day." The people were thinking on the physical realm. They had had their physical needs met with the loaves and the fish, and they wanted more. They wanted their physical needs met. But Jesus wasn't speaking of that. He's speaking spiritually, which is their greatest need. Not physical, but their greatest need is a spiritual need. Jesus is the bread of life, our necessary food. In him, we never hunger or thirst. All our needs are met in him. We are complete in him. God has provided everything we need in and through his Son. The penalty of our sin was paid. We have forgiveness. We have salvation. We have new life. We have the power by the Holy Spirit to live this new life, an abundant life, an eternal life. There was a little booklet that we handed out at Christmas time by Roy Lesson, and he has, it's kind of a little devotional book, and he had one section called "Unto Us Came the Bread of Life." Well, this little book that we got in the beginning of December, I read through multiple times throughout the month, and I kept going back to this particular topic on Jesus as the bread of life, because it so ministered to me. It was bread. It was nourishment. It fed my soul. When spiritually speaking, or just emotionally, we go through things, or physically we go through things, and we're tired and we're weary and we need something, and that what we need is Jesus. And he fed me day after day after day the bread of life, just by saying Jesus is the bread of life, fills me and satisfies me. And gives me strength and gives me that energy. And I just want to read it to you, and I hope that the Lord speaks to you and feeds you in the same way just by reading this, as he did with me and as he does with me. And I've reread this several times this past week too, and it's just, I just soak it up. Jesus is bread of life. He doesn't have bread to give us. He is the bread he gives us. He is the bread of the Passover, unleavened, striped, pierced. He is the bread of the tabernacle made with fine flour, bread of the assembly and bread of the individual, the bread of God's presence whose face shines upon you. He is the bread of Bethlehem sent from heaven, given for all who receive. He is the broken bread the bread of Emmaus, the bread of Melchizedek, and the bread of the wilderness. Bread is not made to be displayed, to be admired, to be studied, to be analyzed, to be compared with other breads, to be used as a centerpiece, or to be packaged. Bread is not made to educate or entertain. It is made to sustain. Bread is to be eaten. Jesus is the living bread. He is the bread of communion, the bread of fellowship, the bread of covenant, the bread of healing and wholeness, the bread of intimacy, the bread of revelation, and the bread of blessing. By faith, receive him, eat of him, delight in him, partake of him. He is fresh bread, daily bread. Take as much as you can again and again, and there will always be enough, more than enough. Jesus is bread baked in the oven of affliction, the bread of our sorrows, and the bread of our tears. He is the bread of all mercies, the bread of all compassion, and the bread of all grace. Bread of life, bread of glory, bread of beauty, bread of health, bread of deliverance, bread of joyful journeys. Bread of heaven, feed me. Nourish my soul, fill my hunger, be my strength. Be in every fiber of my being, in every heartbeat, in every longing, in every hope, in every work, in every step, in every plan, in every purpose.